Welcome to your five for the day. How does money affect you? Money is a subject with which all of us struggle. For some, it is lack of money. For some, it is the desire for money. For some, it is wrong use of money. For some, it is poor investment of money. In his teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters, God and money." Having previously talked about earthly treasures, Jesus launched into a discussion about worry. He used money as a launching point for his teaching about worry. Money is often the main concern when we worry. Several years ago, actor Sylvester Stallone was asked what effect money had on his life. Stallone said, "Money does not bring peace of mind. Actually, it brings more problems. Everything is magnified 100,000 times. That's not to complain. But once you make a fortune, you think it would be all green lights and blue skies. But that's not true. As a matter of fact, it brings out some of the most vile characteristics that you can imagine." Money has a powerful effect on people. Sometimes the impact can be negative. The Bible instructs us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It was the love of money that caused Judas to betray Jesus. A few years ago, it was money and insecurity that drove the looting in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. In one of the Dennis the Menace cartoon strips, Dennis catches his friend Joey trying to get a paper out of the machine without paying any money. He said, "Wait, Joey. First, you have to put in the money, and then you can get all the papers you want." Sylvester Stallone, Judas, and Dennis the Menace illustrate the powerful force exerted by money. It can create problems for us. Jesus wanted to help his followers overcome worry. One church blundered on their church sign by posting this message: "Don't let worry kill you, let the church help." What is amazing about worry is that most of what we worry about never materializes. Worry is a waste of time and energy. Another problem we face in handling money is that it can lower the quality of life. Jesus asked a vitally important question: "Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" Someone has described this situation well. Money can buy a bed, but it cannot buy sleep. Money can buy amusements, but it cannot buy happiness. Money can buy companions, but it cannot buy friends. Money can buy books, but it cannot buy brains. Money can buy a house, but it cannot buy a home. Money can buy medicine, but it cannot buy health. Money can buy flattery, but it cannot buy respect. Some people struggle to follow Jesus Christ. Let me put in a commercial for him. Jesus Christ came to offer us a rich life free of worry. Jesus Christ came to offer a full life free from bondage and the besetting evil it brings. He came to give you a meaningful life. If you follow his teachings, why not follow him? Why not obey his commands? He had you in mind when he came into this world. He had you in mind especially when he was on the cross. A look of love was on his face. The thorns were on his head. The blood was on that scarlet robe and stained a crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time, because when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine, so unworthy of such mercy. Yet when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.